RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is Inviloner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
Para aprender una lengua extranjera debemos desarrollar cuatro habilidades comunicativas: hablar, leer, escribir y escuchar. ¿Cuál de ellas será la más difícil?
No sé. Mejor escuchemos algunas de las inquietudes y opiniones que manifestaron nuestros queridos oyentes durante nuestra encuesta.
¿Qué considera usted es lo más fácil y o lo más difícil del aprendizaje del idioma inglés?
Bueno, lo más fácil es que se encuentran muchos recursos multimedia para el desarrollo del aprendizaje del idioma pues extranjero. Entonces puedes escuchar, ver, interactuar de manera muy didáctica para el aprendizaje. Lo más difícil es el intercambio de opiniones, es decir, el poder hablar el idioma, ¿cierto? Entonces, nos hemos acostumbrado, digamos, pienso que es algo histórico, en traducir el texto, entonces no pensamos en inglés, lo que dificulta pues desarrollar la competencia comunicativa.
Hablar en inglés es sin duda un reto para muchos, por varios factores, ¿sabes? Miedo al error, pronunciación, entre otros.
Sí, en esta sección del programa daremos respuesta a todas las inquietudes de nuestros queridos oyentes en torno a este tema, con consejos por parte de los expertos.
Desde el SEAD Pitalito en Huila, el profesor César García entrevistó a un experto en este tema.
Me parece muy interesante. Adelante, profesor César.
Un saludo cordial para todos los oyentes que nos escuchan. Soy César Augusto García, docente de Envil en Pitalito, Huila. En esta oportunidad tenemos a un invitado muy especial. Su nombre, Edgar Mauricio Torres Cáceres, licenciado en Lenguas Modernas de la Pontificia Universidad Javeriana, quien nos dará unos tips para fortalecer la habilidad del habla en inglés. Edgar Mauricio, muy buenos días.
Buenos días, César, muchas gracias por invitarme. Espero ayudarte en lo que sea prudente.
Sí, claro. En esta emisión nosotros estamos, o queremos saber más bien de tu experiencia, en los idiomas. Cabe resaltar que Edgar Mauricio es una persona con amplia trayectoria en la interpretación, traducción simultánea de distintos eventos y de distintas editoriales, y nos acompaña precisamente para darnos algunos tips, algunos secretos y mejorar nuestra habilidad en inglés. Indudablemente, Edgar, que muchas personas tienen mucho miedo al hablar, ¿no? Prefieren más bien leer o ver el escrito antes que hablar. En ese sentido, ¿tú qué nos puedes o qué les puedes recomendar a los oyentes?
Por supuesto, ahora que lo mencionas, ese es un punto sumamente importante, porque quizás uno de los secretos más importantes o de los secretos más contundentes, pues por así decirlo, para poder desarrollar la producción oral en inglés es perder el miedo. Ese es quizá el primer paso, el más importante. El miedo al ridículo debe quedar atrás por completo. De lo contrario, la persona va a sentirse siempre intimidada y se va a atrofiar, porque sé de casos en los que se atrofia la habilidad para producir. Entonces, en ese caso, es sumamente importante que la persona pierda el miedo a hacer el ridículo, porque nunca se hace el ridículo cuando se aprende o cuando se intenta o cuando se ensaya. Jamás se hace el ridículo. Siempre hay que tener fe y confianza.
Claro, es un muy buen tip, y yo creo que ese es el miedo que todos tenemos, ¿no? A la hora de producir nuestras oraciones en inglés. Edgar, pasemos a otro lado, y quisiera preguntarte cómo ha sido tu experiencia o cómo fue tu experiencia preliminar a la hora de hacer ese ejercicio oral, ya sea con compañeros, con profesores, pues para que nuestros oyentes puedan tener algún tipo de ejemplo, ¿cierto?, o de guía, y empezar a producir sus oraciones.
Bueno, realmente yo debo admitir que mis ejercicios en materia oral comenzaron desde muy temprana edad. Sin embargo, esto no significa que las personas cuyas edades ya superen la adolescencia o la preadolescencia tengan que preocuparse o rendirse o no intentarlo. Todo el mundo puede intentarlo a cualquier edad, y todo el mundo puede conseguirlo y lograrlo a cualquier edad. Lo más importante es intentar y equivocarse. es de suma importancia, siempre y cuando se tenga en cuenta dónde está la equivocación. Un paso muy importante que debe tenerse en cuenta, o por lo menos una sugerencia muy útil, es el grabarse a uno mismo mientras se está hablando. De esa manera uno puede volver a escuchar lo que sea que haya producido y evaluarse a sí mismo. Incluso el secreto consiste solamente en ser consciente de si uno puede entender lo que está escuchando. Una vez uno haya grabado un mensaje, por supuesto, si uno es capaz de entender lo que la grabación de uno mismo está diciendo, entonces va por buen camino. Si no es capaz de entenderlo o si no es claro, entonces en ese caso hay que revisar qué es lo que salió mal. Y eso es lo interesante con los idiomas, es posible revisar qué es lo que no funciona y arreglarlo. Solo cuestión de observación, análisis y estudio, no es más.
Perfecto, entonces en esta oportunidad podemos nosotros ir resumiendo los tips, ¿no? El primero, perder el miedo. El segundo, comenzar a grabarse a sí mismo y corregir los errores. Otro tip, finalmente, que nos pudieras compartir como para ir cerrando este capítulo, por favor.
Claro, adicionalmente un siguiente tip sería el de educar el oído. Un idioma no es solamente una recopilación de palabras en un código diferente. Un idioma también es una cultura. También es importante saber comunicar lo que se quiere decir de una manera apropiada y de una manera vigente también. Actividades como escuchar series, como escuchar películas, naturalmente ver películas, pero escuchándolas, poniendo principal enfoque en escucharlas. Cantar canciones, escucharse uno mismo, todo este tipo de actividades ayudan a entender cómo funciona exactamente el idioma, de qué manera usarlo de la forma más natural. Esto es algo sumamente importante, puesto que no existe una formación formal, valga la redundancia, para el desarrollo de la producción oral. No existe una verdadera educación formal para esto. Es necesario desarrollar esta habilidad por medio de la percepción totalmente. Esta es la parte del idioma en el que el hablante tiene que valerse por sí mismo y poder captar lo que sea que considere importante. Dicho en pocas palabras, adiestrar el oído para comprender un idioma es equivalente a comprender y a producir.
Bueno, muy bien, apreciado Edgar Mauricio, queremos agradecerte en nombre de Inville on Air que hayas estado con nosotros compartiendo este espacio tan importante sobre tips para fortalecer la habilidad del habla en inglés. Continuamos con nuestra emisión.
Okay, Joanna, do you know what I like the most about working at UNAD?
Well, Silvana, tell me about it.
I like to work and meet people from around the country and even out of the country.
Yeah, that's true. I have met some tutors from other regions and cities. It is very interesting to talk to them. For the holidays, I always get good recommended place to visit.
Joanna, do you remember what tutor Cesar Garcia told us the other day about Huila's important facts?
Sure. Remember, we even put Huila in the places to visit list.
Well, one of our tutors from Boyacá was giving some advice to one of his closest friends about where to take her friend from Italy. He suggested Boyacá, and I asked him to share that information with us since we and our audience are interested in getting advice about places to visit. So, let's listen to what he said.
Hi, Lisbeth. Are you in a hurry?
Yes, I have to go to the airport.
Why? Are you traveling?
No, I'm going to pick up my friend. She's coming from Italy.
Wow, that sounds great. She will surely love Boyacá.
Do you think so?
Sure. Boyacá has many interesting places to visit.
Then, where should I take her first?
Let me think. As Boyacá is the land of freedom, you should take her to Tunja first.
Tunja? Why?
It's easy, because Tunja is the department's capital and one of the oldest cities in the country. It is known by its religious, cultural and historic wealth. There are still churches, monasteries and houses from the 16th and 17th century.
Wow, that's a good idea. It sounds like Tunja is an enigmatic and magic city.
Yes, it is.
What another place close to Tunja do you recommend me?
Have you ever been to Villarreba? It is just 40 kilometers away from Tunja.
No, but I have heard that it's one of the most important tourist destinations in Colombia, known by its Spanish-style architecture.
Yes, you're right. The beauty of Villarreba lies in its typical houses with wooden balconies and its impressive main square. This could be the perfect place for a romantic date.
For a romantic date? No way. My friend is very keen on history.
I see. Villarreba is also important because its prehistory and anthropological wealth. You can find the largest fossil museum in the country.
Perfect. My friend is going to love it.
But you know what? Close to Villarreba you can find Ráquira, a colorful town known by its clay handicraft and for being the birthplace of the most important exponent of Boyacá's folklore, Jorge Velosa.
Great!
But tell me a little bit about your friend. What does she like to do?
Well, she's still studying at the university. She's studying geology.
I know the place she should visit. She should go to the western of Boyacá, which is famous for the emerald production. Therefore, Chiquinquirá is the main city there. It is the religious capital of Colombia.
All right, but something is missing. What about a warmer place?
Okay, you can go to the East Plains region. It is a very nice place with hot weather, a lot of natural resources and breathtaking landscapes.
Hold on a second. Have you ever been to Paipa? I have heard it is quite touristic too.
That's why it is called the touristic city of Boyacá. It has been famous because of the hot springs. Does your friend practice any sport?
I'm not sure. She likes swimming. Why did you ask that?
Because in Paipa there is the Xochacota Lake, where you can practice nautical sports.
Wonderful! It looks like we are going to have so much fun.
Okay, wait a second. Where is your friend staying?
She's going to stay at my home in Duitama.
Well, why don't you go to Totas Lake?
Totas Lake? Where is it?
It is 20 kilometers away from Sogamoso, close to here. It is the biggest lake of Colombia and one of the most representative places for the Chibcha Native Americans. There you can carry out all kinds of ecotouristic activities like hiking, swimming, skiing, canoeing and surfing.
Oh, that's really amazing. Boyacá has so many places to visit and a lot of things to do. But you know what? It's kind of late. I gotta go.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, Wilson. I really appreciate your help. Thanks a lot.
Okay, never mind.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, I didn't know Boyacá had so many places to go, especially historical places. I hope the Italian friend enjoys the visit.
Sure she will. I'm sure she will like Boyacá.
I know. They will.
Debate en línea, un programa con temas de interés que escucha la gente.
Sintonícenos todos los lunes a las 3 de la tarde por la radio UNAD Virtual. Debate en línea, desde Colombia para el mundo.
Todos los lunes y cada 15 días, contando hasta 10, los acompaña con temas de interés de la vida cotidiana a las que expertos en psicología darán respuesta.
Escúchenos todos los lunes a las 11:30 por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Una invitación del programa de comunicación social SEAD Arbeláez Fusagasugá.
Radio UNAD Virtual te propone una alternativa para conocer nuestra transformación social.
Experiencias y perspectivas en visión cultural.
Un programa que abrirá tu mente. Todos los jueves a las 10:30 de la mañana.
Por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Hey Osvaldo, do you like romantic comedies?
Not much.
But have you watched some?
Only a few ones. I prefer action movies, to be honest. I bet you have watched every single romantic comedy on earth. You girls.
Well, not all of them, but several ones.
So, what's your favorite one?
Well, I do like one. Let's see if you can guess. This is my favorite scene.
Oh, really? Show us.
Well,
Make way, please.
So, this is the scene at my sister's wedding, right? There she is getting drunk, regretting she ever got married, for the third time, mind you. My mother is so jealous she's sprouting snakes from her hair. And I'm thinking, this is perfect. We've got three feminine archetypes here. The divine whore, excuse me, Medusa, and me. Who am I? What archetype? Trevor?
The Virgin Mary.
Thanks a lot, Trevor. No, the faithful handmaiden. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Well, sorry, but I don't think I have ever watched that movie in my entire life. What's about?
Well, it's a very different love story. Sally Edwater, a young woman looking to become a star in the news and television industry, she sends out a tape to a lot of stations, but only one answers it. She first becomes a secretary, and Warren Justice later makes her a weather person, and then she finally becomes a real news person.
So they divorce and everything gets back to normal.
Sorry to disappoint you, but that's not exactly what happens. This movie is called Up Close and Personal.
So that's the one with Michelle Pfeiffer and Robert Redford. Great actors.
So you've watched it, haven't you?
I guess I did it once.
Did you like it?
Well, it was not that bad.
Oh, well, I also like its soundtrack. It's so nice.
I don't remember.
Well, let me read it to you. I'm sure you will recognize this wonderful song. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me. You lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith because you believed.
Oh, that's one of Celine Dion's most famous songs.
Do you want to know the story behind this great song, Osvaldo?
Sure, not only me, Sylvan, our audience does too, I'm sure.
Well, its author is Diane Warren. The song became personal at the same time it was telling the story of the film. Once she began, it became a way of thanking her dad for everything he did for her and all the support he gave to her as well. He believed in her and her music from the time she was a little girl. When she was 15, she took her around to music publishers. Not only did he support her goals, but he supported her financially while she was struggling in the beginning. Besides, she had to wait for months to see if her song would be chosen to use in the film or if they would select one of the other FOPs for submissions.
This song was an international hit, spending 6 weeks at number one on Billboard's Hot 100. Now I remember, yeah.
But I'm not sure if our audience can remember. So let's listen to Because You Loved Me, performed by Celine Dion and her beautiful voice.
Okay, let's do it.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw. Were my strength.
Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la Radio UNED Virtual. La Coordinación de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas de la UNAD, Zona de Occidente, los invita a escuchar Retro Jazz. El jazz vino para quedarse definitivamente. Todos los martes a las 3:30 de la tarde en RV, para la audiencia global en línea.
Get to know culture and fun facts from different countries in this section. Culture and Civilization.
Oh, Christmas is around the corner, isn't it?
Well, it's been around the corner since last September.
What do you mean?
Malls can take Christmas time any earlier. I remember when I was a child, they didn't start decorating for Christmas so early.
Come on, Osvaldo. That was ages ago. This is a new century. I'm having the impression you don't like Christmas, right?
I sure do, but what I don't like is that it has become a massive consumption festivity when it is a time to be united in peace, not shopping.
Maybe you're right, but...
Instead of shopping for more, we should be thankful for what we already have.
Oh, like in Thanksgiving. But we do not celebrate Thanksgiving here in Colombia. It's only there in the USA.
I really like this tradition and I'm glad many people still celebrate it.
But why do Americans celebrate Thanksgiving? I heard about it before, but now I can't remember anything.
No, don't worry. Our dear tutor and colleague Adolfo Restrepo interviewed an American woman about Thanksgiving.
That's fantastic. Can't wait to listen.
Go on, Adolfo.
Today we are with Raven Ramirez. She comes from Stuart, Florida, in the United States. And she's going to talk to us about Thanksgiving celebration.
Hey, my name is Raven. Well, Thanksgiving started like when they colonized. They started when with 13, actually. And it was between pilgrims and the Indians. And... the pilgrims wanted the corn and they were looking for gold and all that stuff. But Indians did, all they had was the corn. They didn't have any gold or anything. So, one moment, cause they were rebellious between them. So they chose to one night get together, kill a turkey and then fusion themselves and eating and sharing. They shared their corn, they shared their crops, and the pilgrims shared turkey and all that good stuff. And yeah, that's about it. Well, I celebrated exactly like the same way, just not between Indians. It's just with my family. We get together. It's usually the third Thursday of every November, but this year is actually the 27th. So we get together. We kill the turkey. We eat cornbread. We eat mashed potatoes and gravy. We eat salads and desserts, and you know, just something we do all together. And since, well, I've been living for so long here, for like 11 or 12 years, my mom wanted me to keep my customs from the States, so she kept doing it every single year, and she's going to do it this year again and the year after.
And it's interesting to know that you keep celebrating it every single year. What brought you to Colombia?
Actually, my dad died, so my mom, it was just me and my mom, and my mom wanted me to have a better education and everything, and all her family's from here, and mostly they're here in Palmira, so she decided she wanted me to put me in a private school and everything, so we came, middle and high school here, so.
What are you thankful for?
Everything. Life. Just life. There's nothing else to say.
Excellent. That's a great answer. Raven, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Express your feelings, thoughts, or opinions about different topics, answering questions, having fun, and participating here in the weekly poll.
I can't believe I had forgotten the history behind Thanksgiving.
Like I said, instead of shopping for more, we should be thankful for what we already have.
You're so right. Sometimes we forget to say thanks.
And tell me, Sylvana, what are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for my family, my job, in Billionaire, and many other things. How about you?
Well, I'm thankful for my life because I can breathe, I can move. Because of my family, for everything.
But what are our students thankful for? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Well, let's listen to Diana Delgado from Zipaquirá. She's asking people this question.
We are here in SECAP Zipaquirá, and we are with people from here sharing what are they thankful for. So, Lina, what are you thankful for?
Okay, I think life is wonderful, and actually I have many things for being thankful. For example, to have a good health, to have a job, and the opportunity to have received a good education. Also, I think that everyone should appreciate our families, our friends, and of course the fact to be alive and to be here in this world.
Thank you very much, Lina. Gabriel, what are you thankful for?
Thank you, Diana. I think I'm thankful to be alive. I guess that one of the best reason to be thankful is be able to wake up in the morning and watch your family next to you. I think that each day is a new opportunity to do the things better, and I'm very thankful for that.
Thank you very much. What about you, Camilo? What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for having a great family with lovely people who always care about me and who want me to be a better person. I'm also thankful for my job, where I do the things I love, you know. Being a teacher is a great reason for being thankful. Finally, I think that every day gives us a new opportunity to improve, to learn new things, and to be ready to help our students. And that's definitely one reason for being thankful.
Very good, Camilo. And what about you, Victor? What are you thankful for?
Well, thank you. I'm thankful when I want to express my recognition to a person for goods or benefits that I receive. Especially in that case. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your emails, comments and tweets.
And remember, if you're listening to Invelo on Air, you're listening to the best academic radio show online.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.